Welcome to the Midday for a Friday. I'm Norman Gilliland, and today we are in Music Hall at the UW-Madison, a venerable old building from 1876, if memory serves correctly. There's been a lot of music played in here. We're going to play some more for you this afternoon. We have at hand three WYSO ensembles, two quartets and a quintet, and WYSO, W-Y-S-O, is for the Wisconsin Youth Symphony Orchestras, plural, because it's quite an enterprise and one of long standing and great reputation. And so we'll be hearing, as I said, from three ensembles and sort of their front person here, and one of the coaches from some time now is also first cellist with the Madison Symphony and has other roles as well. And welcome back to the Midday, Carl Levine.
Thanks, Norman. Great to be here. Yeah, we brought three of our veteran groups today, and looking forward to some Beethoven and some Schubert and Mendelssohn, and should be a lot of fun. They're really excited to play.
Well, we'll get into this a little bit later, but in terms of WYSO, what's the scope of the thing these days, and how long has it been around?
Well, WYSO has been around for a long, long time, and this the Chamber Music Program has been around for, well, I'd say probably 15 years or so, and I took over for it about 10 years or so, I guess about 10 years. And we've grown in size from about 30 or so up to almost 100 now, people that are kids that are actually in the groups. So quite a large number of kids playing ensembles.
And it's fun to track them, too, after, you know, they get out of high school and go into college, and some of them become professionals. A lot of them become professional something else, but with a strong music background and a lot of music on the side.
Exactly. Actually, I'm a product of WYSO myself. I was back in WYSO back in the mid-70s, and here we are today. So it's a pleasure to be here.
Well, all right. Let's meet our first ensemble and find out what they're going to play. This is a string quartet, and we'll start with a violinist. Welcome to the Midday.
Hi, my name is Grace Whalen-Twee. I'll be playing first violin today. I'm a senior, and I go to Verona Area High School.
Hi, my name is Stephen Wilkie, and I'm going to be playing second violin. I am 16, and I'm a junior at West High School.
Hi, my name is Quinn Wilson. I play viola, and I'm a senior at Stoughton High School.
Hi, my name is Alyssa Peterson. I play string bass, and I'm an early graduate from Central High School in La Crosse.
Okay, now this piece that you're going to be playing, what is it?
So the piece we're going to be playing today is the last movement, Allegro Molto, of the Beethoven String Quintet No. 9.
Thank you.
Thank you.
String Quartet in C, Opus 59, number 3. That was the finale, Allegro Molto, played by the first of our three WISO ensembles here in Music Hall during the midday today on this Friday edition. And we'll be hearing next from a string quintet, which is why you'll hear a little bit of resetting. And while we're doing that, a couple of things. Here, Carl, why don't you come over this way so that our audience can actually see your handsome visage there. And so in terms of WISO, you have, of course, a different coach for each one of these ensembles we're hearing. That was Suzanne Bia's ensemble that we just heard. And how does that system work?
Well, WISO offers coaching to all of our groups 10 times a semester, and we've got I've got a great team of coaches. As you mentioned, Suzanne Bia was working with the Beethoven group, and I've got my stand partner, Mark Bridges, assistant principal cellist of Madison Symphony, coaching the Schubert. And we've got Clayton Tillotson, violinist and employee of Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra as well, working with the Mendelssohn. So, we've got, like, I think, some 30 groups playing this semester, and various recitals happening this past week and one tomorrow. And so lots of stuff going on.
But now we have another ensemble to meet, this string quintet. And let's start here with a violin.
Hi, my name is Isabel Cryer, and I'm a senior at Oregon High School.
Hi, my name is Reed Christian, and I'm a sophomore at Wanakee High School.
My name is Benjamin Davies Hudson, and I'm a 10th grader, homeschooled.
Hello, I'm Morton Lee. I'm a senior at Memorial High School in Madison, and I play the cello.
Hi, I'm Charlie Deck. I'm a cellist, and I'm a junior at Madison West High School.
All right, Isabel, you want to tell us what we're going to be hearing?
Sure. We will be playing Schubert's Quintet in C, which was composed in 1828, and he had a lot of influences by Mozart and Beethoven for this. And it was actually his last piece of chamber music that he wrote.
Here we go. Thank you. The second of our Why So ensembles are in this live edition of the Midday on this Friday, the 12th of April. That was a string quintet by Franz Schubert. We heard the first movement, Allegro ma non troppo. And now let's meet our third ensemble. Welcome to the Midday.
Hi, I'm Ellen Zhao. I'm 13 years old, and I'm playing first violin. I'm an eighth grader at Comrie Middle School.
Hi, I'm Wolfie Nowak. I'm a ninth grader at West High School, and I'll be playing second violin.
You guys sound kind of shy, you know, for being such great players. You're going to be providing us with all this dynamic music, you know. Get pumped here a little bit. Okay. All right, and now we meet.
Hi, my name is Ava Kenny. I am an eighth grader at St. Maria Goretti in Madison.
And?
Hi, my name is So Young, and I'm a freshman at Middleton High School.
All right, now back to first violin, and what will you be playing exactly? Oh, all right, it's over here. You're going to tell us. Okay, here we go. Hold on.
So we will be playing the first movement of Mendelssohn's String Quartet in F minor, Opus 80. And it's really interesting. Many families, members of the Mendelssohn family, suffer from a brain disease, and in May 1847, his close sister, Fanny, died of a stroke, and he was suffering a lot of depression and anger, and you can really hear that in this piece.
Not too angry, I hope. But no, thanks for the background. I had not heard that particular story. And here we go now with our third Why So ensemble and the string quartet movement by Mendelssohn.
Thank you.
way to stand up and take a bow. The third of our three WISO ensembles during the midday today, something of a tradition now at this time of year. And that was the first movement of the string quartet in F minor by Mendelssohn. But just one more quick word from Carl Levine, who is the organizer of this WISO event. And that, Carl, has to do with recruitment and how do people find out about WISO?
Well, the best way is all the WISO kids, anybody who's in WISO at the current time, can just apply to be in the chamber music program. But we do have openings for people that aren't in WISO. You just have to go to the WISO website, wisomusic.org, and check that out. We also have something coming up this summer camp, July 15th through 19th. That's open to, obviously, WISO students as well, but anybody else who wants to join us. We have openings for pianists as well. We have openings for wind players. And we try to mix up as much as we can, but this just worked out this way this year to have string groups. So,
well, thanks for bringing them by.
Absolutely, our pleasure. Thanks for inviting us.